want to move on to some international news. The Prime Minister of Zimbabwe, Morgan Tsvangirai, is in Washington this week, where he's going to be meeting with President Obama on Friday. He's here to get some support for Zimbabwe's four-month-old power-sharing unity government. And before his trip, he said the objective is to demonstrate that Zimbabwe's inclusive government is ready to engage the world. He also described his relationship with his former opponent, President Robert Mugabe, longtime, you know, foe, as, quote, workable. That's a little bit tepid. But what's the state of the Zimbabwe that Morgan Tsvangirai has just left? We've got with us the BBC's Mike Thompson. He's returned from an undercover reporting trip to the country. He joins us now from London. You know, Mike, you looked at various aspects of life in Zimbabwe, but one of your reports talked to someone, Sister Mercy, who runs an orphanage. Yeah, this focus is really really biting, and here is Sister Mercy.
There's no future of these children. I can only see disaster. Not only the children from here, but the children all over the country. They will die because there will be no food. What will we do? If the outside world turn their backs on Zimbabwe, then it's a big problem.
So, Mike, thank you for talking about this tough situation. Is it really that bad? Is it really as bad as no future?
Well, I mean, the future, of course, none of us know, but certainly the threat is there that it is every bit as bad as you heard. At the orphanage that I met the sister there, Sister Mercy, it was just outside of Harare, and all the children she was showing me are being well looked after now, but she said the place is absolutely full, as are most orphanages in the country, no room for more. And she said many of the children that she was that were in front of us there had been found abandoned in trees, abandoned and garbage heaps, rivers, some even on railway tracks, by mothers who simply couldn't feed them or who were HIV positive and felt that the kids probably would be, as they're often babies when they're abandoned, would also be HIV positive and very expensive to look after, and felt that they couldn't go on anymore. That's the state of things. Absolutely awful.
We have a little bit more from your special reporting. Again, Sister Mercy.
We have a child, that little boy sitting in the center there.
I can see him, yes.
Yes, who was found in a river by the bridge. That baby was found by a passersby who just saw a small leg and realized that it's a living baby. One of the children was found tied in a plastic bag, a newly born baby, on a big heap of garbage.
Now, when you went to check out the situation on the ground, were you there able to operate as you would in, say, the U.S. or you know, any number of other countries, including African countries? What were your parameters that you had to deal with just to get this story?
Well, the problems were that the BBC I think the term we're using now is not allowed to legally operate in Zimbabwe. And certainly prior to that, for years, there's been pretty much an official ban. And there's a potential prison sentence awaiting any journalist who doesn't have proper accreditation to be there. So we couldn't announce ourselves. We had to be very careful who we talked to and what we said. But many of the people there certainly had the feeling that things are so bad, they worry at times that perhaps the world doesn't really know, doesn't understand what's happening. And that the sister we mentioned just there said to me, for instance, often when journalists do come, they only want to talk about politics, about Tsvangirai or President Mugabe or whatever, and they don't look at what's happening to people in the country. And so I saw that, although I did look at politics as well, but I saw the humanitarian problems as my biggest mission whilst there.
I do want to talk a little bit about the politics and particularly the politics of aid. You know, we've just seen Bono's Group One come out with a new report about aid. And you spoke to Rachel Pounds, the country director for Save the Children in Zimbabwe. Here she is.
The donors don't have to give the money directly to the president. Some governments just get blinded by the whole sort of moral high ground about we're not doing that because we don't like the president. It isn't about the president, it's about the people and it's about the children.
Now, The United States, for example, under the Bush administration, called for a tightening of sanctions. Do you think the fact that there is now a coalition government with former opposition leader Morgan Tsvangirai, does that change the aid stance towards Zimbabwe from the U.S., the U.K., the EU, et cetera?
Well, I think the problem is at the moment that although Morgan Tsvangirai is prime minister, he's not, it seems, in power or have the sort of powers you'd expect a prime minister to have, because he's having to deal with President Mugabe's ZANU-PF, who seem, or many elements of it, seem very resistant to the new unity government. And there are many things that haven't seemed to change. I mean, I've talked to people both in orphanages and in schools and in hospitals, and so many people say very little has actually changed on the ground, although I would say they do believe that the unity government is bringing a degree of hope. As to whether or not aid should come in, opinion seemed fairly divided. Some people were worried that if it did come in, this is people I talked to anecdotally, were a bit worried that if it did come in, it would perhaps help prop up Mugabe. On the other hand, many others thought, look, we're in such desperate need, we can't afford, like Rachel Pounds said there, to put politics above the lives of people. But I talked to an economist, by the way, he said he believed that the policies of the government hadn't changed enough, and he said you can't reward us for behaving badly.
I just want to wrap up with another one of the voices that you captured, a 9-year-old girl in an orphanage.
I like to say, hi, what are you doing? Come and see us.
Not all children in orphanages are orphans. They are sometimes simply kids who people can't care for. And so we will continue to track this story. And Mike, we really appreciate you being on with us. Thank you.
My pleasure.
That was Mike Thompson, BBC correspondent, who had been reporting undercover in Zimbabwe.